1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I'll tell you, these are some tough days to be homeless. These are some tough days not to have air conditioning. All over the country, we've had heat waves striking every, or a heat wave, if you will, striking every major city. I knew Chicago, Harry, your hometown, like 98 degrees today, and L.A. over 100, Phoenix, you heard we had fatalities. Robert Green, who is with Fraser Foods, is joining us. And Bob, you have, through your company and through the services of your corporation, have set up, or at least you had set up, aid stations for the homeless where they could get some cooling off, right?
That is correct, Phil. Not only the homeless, but as well our elderly who suffer from this terrible incapacitating heat. We, in association with Fraser Foods Incorporated, if you operate a business in a community, it's very important to take part in assisting that community.
Now, your business is in Buena Park, the main store?
Yeah, we're in Buena Park on Beach. Catty corner to us is Legion Park.
And that's where you've set up all of these tents and so on?
Correct, Phil. We have about 7 tents. We're not too sure how much longer they're going to be up, but we put in air conditioning. We had some fans. In other words, we had some portable air conditioning units, some fans, cold water. We made cold lemonade. I had people come over from the store, even making root beer floats. We had 2 large screens set up for people to come in out of the heat. If they're homeless, if they're elderly, if they cannot afford the utilities to come in and watch some DVDs or this kind of thing. And
So this is a great service, and you do have people coming from the store?
Well, we did. I can tell you that it takes a lot out of my employees. It takes a lot out of me. We haven't had any media, and I understand that. But it's tough.
It has been tough for a lot of folks, right?
One of the things, Phil, when we try and do these things, you can see that we're trying to assist the homeless and the elderly, and it's something you have to do. So when you come in, we appreciate it if they come in and they acknowledge what we're doing. That would be nice.
But so this has been difficult for you and for your staff as well as the folks who are using this aid station, if you will, that you've set up across from your store?
Yeah, you see, you set up tents with fans and you get cold water. And as I said, we even had a table with root beer floats and we had DVDs. And you get a lot of these elderly folks and some of the homeless. And unfortunately, Phil, you know, it's very hot, and I understand. The first thing when they walk into the tent is they get their root beer float and they sit down to watch the movie and they're not even smiling or laughing.
Okay.
See, so in other words...
All right, so if I'm following you, there's not a lot of appreciation.
Well, I don't expect the elderly and the homeless who come into who take advantage of this are hot and they're feeling the effects of this heat. There hasn't been any media coverage. Okay, that's fine. I certainly do note, though, that when the train crashed over there in Glendale, the media was falling all over itself to go over and give, as I mentioned on your show once before, Costco all kinds of advertising. And
But this is about helping people. And
That is true.
And it's about getting people who might otherwise literally be at risk for their lives, right?
That's correct, Phil.
To get something cold to drink in them to cool them down, right?
Well, but what I'm saying, in other words, you could look like maybe what we're saying to the homeless and to a lot of these, the elderly ones that come in, we would appreciate if you could look like you appreciate what people are doing for you, even just if you put on the appearance of it, because it's very hot for me and my employees as well as we're setting up the lemonade and so forth. And for a lot of these homeless to come in, you know, they're drinking my root beer floats. They leave the cups laying everywhere. They watch the DVD and they're talking through half of it. Other people are staring at it like it might as well be in Chinese, you see. So
what are you asking then of the homeless and the elderly who are coming in to this station where you have the cool fans and
we're not asking anything, Phil. And if I came off that way, I apologize.
You said that they're staring at the DVD and they're leaving their cups.
Well, a lot of these homeless people are staring at it, like I said, like it's you know, the Sarah Spence the movies, and we had this morning a wonderful movie, Miss Congeniality 2. I don't know if you ever, have you ever seen that?
No, sir, I haven't.
All right, it's a great, and these homeless and the elderly are looking at it like it might as well be in Martian Talk or something. So, in other words...
Or it's a comedy and they're staring at it without any smile on their face. I would propose to you that it's hot and a lot of them are just trying to cool down, you know?
Well, that is true. That's a very good point. But again, and there hasn't been any media. So we've been working very hard. And I'll tell you something, Phil. If they would, a lot of these people would shut up, and I don't mean to say shut up, but if they just, you know, shut their mouths, and the movies, we had Friends, the Friends DVDs, if a lot of them would shut up while the DVDs are going, they might learn something about, I don't know, paying their bills on time so they wouldn't be out, you know, close to death from the heat. But they're talking, and they leave their cups laying around, you know. So it's been very difficult for us. I've never dealt with the homeless. I've never dealt with old people coming in and just grab, grab, grab. You know, that's all it seems. I saw a video once of Vince Lombardi. I guess that's what I'm saying. Grab, grab, grab. Nobody tackling out there. Everybody grabbing, you know. And
Bob, are you happy that you're doing this?
No, please don't get me wrong. I'm very happy. I think it's... I'm glad to be of service. I did talk to Mark Coogan at Channel 9. He said he would have a camera crew. He lied. And I'm not saying he lied, but... I don't know why he would say that.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Robert Green, very hot. Mr. Green has set up, I want to congratulate you, sir, setting up a place for people to, from your store, across from the store, where they can get a cold drink.
I appreciate that.
I know that you called Harry a lot today, trying to get on the air.
Yeah, but when you say that, now people think that I've been calling you to try to get on the air, which I was doing. But
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it seem like you're looking for publicity. You know.
Well, you just said I called a lot, and that makes me look like I'm looking for publicity. I'm not looking for publicity. All I'm saying is I talked with Karen Bryan at CNN Showbiz today. She said that she was very fascinated with what we were doing, that they would have a camera crew from CNN. There was no camera crew from CNN. Okay, Karen Bryant is a bald-faced liar. That's fine. I'm used to it. I'm used to being lied to by these people.
But are you looking for publicity, or are you looking to help people?
I'm looking to help people. I'm looking to help people and only help people. And also, if they would not lie to me.
The media?
The media, the homeless, the elderly, they all will come in here and say, oh, thanks for the root beer float. They throw their cup on the ground. They fall asleep in the middle of... And I told you, the Friends DVDs, Phil, have great life lessons. And one of them is, hey, how about paying a bill? I don't know. Seems good to me because...
It seems to me like you're angry with these people. See what I'm saying?
No, I'm not.
But it seems to me like you have a little bit of anger toward the people that you're helping.
It's very hot. Our tempers are short.
But these folks are homeless, and they are...
I understand that.
And they don't have a way to keep cool. The elderly folks who cannot afford a utility, to pay a utility bill...
Well, see, the elderly are the ones that I'm a little suspicious of. If you turn on the tub and fill it full of cold water, you can get in that. Hello? You know? So, in other words, I think a lot of that is played up. But we're happy to be here. And
all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. As this heat wave continues to stretch across the country, people are doing what they can for the individuals who can't keep themselves cool, and it is fraying nerves. Mr. Green is with Fraser Foods. I know that a lot of the homeless and the elderly that are coming, taking advantage of the things that you're offering, are stretching your patience. It does seem to me like you're upset with the media for not covering it.
No, that's not the case at all, Phil.
Well, you mentioned, you know, you called Karen Bryant of CNN a liar.
I happen to know Karen, and she equivocates, if I can use that word. So.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Terry, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, here's what I wanted to say. I'm listening to this guy who's talking about doing a charitable act, and all he's talking about is me, me, me. What did I get out of it? The one thing you need to realize is that charity starts in the heart, and you can't give a gift of charity and expect something in return. And you're a business owner, and it is your social responsibility to do good things within your community, because your community is what provide your living. And for you to be me, 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 I'm not getting any media coverage, it's not helping my business, it's not doing any favors for me. If I could tell you how many times I have gone above and beyond to help somebody and not gotten anything in return except the satisfaction of knowing that I helped somebody.
Well, Terry, this is Bob Green. You make a very good point. But I would be remiss if I didn't point something out to you. As you told me, and rightfully so, that I'm talking about me, what's the first thing you did? You started talking about you, everything you do.
No, that's not what I said.
You immediately went to, I do this and I do that, see?
No, what I said was I've done many things and never gotten any appreciation.
Well, see, you're crying about it.
No, actually, I'm not.
She's not crying about it. She's not looking for appreciation.
Well, I
think I'm saying that we do things every day for our community and for people that we don't know. We do that every day, but we don't expect anything in return. All we want in return is that hopefully, maybe someday, that person will do something nice for somebody else.
Terry,
if more people did nice things for people without expecting something in return,
we
wouldn't have the problems we have.
That's a very good point, Terry.
Terry, I'm looking at the TV right now, and you know who's on? Donald Trump. Now, there's a guy, and forgive me, I don't know if you're a fan, he's about as ugly a man as I've ever seen, and yet he can't keep people from dropping bags of money off at his house. That's how successful he is. In other words, all he has to do is go to the bathroom in the morning and someone insists on paying him for it. Now, what did I do wrong?
Anything wrong. You're doing a wonderful thing by helping these people. All I'm saying is take this charity and put it in your heart know that you've helped somebody.
And you're helping people survive, Bob. Some of these people may die. I mean, literally die from this heat. It's so bad. And the things you're doing...
Well, let me ask the lady, and then I know you got a break, Phil.
Well, how do you know I got a break?
I've listened to your, I've been on your show.
Well, all right.
But let me ask the lady. What I just said about Karen Bryant of CNN, don't you agree she's a bald-faced liar?
Nope. That's not...
Do I agree?
Yeah.
Do I agree? The reason I don't agree...
So you do?
I don't know who it is.
She's the host of CNN Showbiz Today, and she said she'd send the camera crew out.
There you go again with the camera crew thing, though, see?
I mean, what does it matter whether the camera crew comes out or not?
It doesn't matter at all. You're right. It doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'd
what
like
you
to say
could
Karen
do is help
me.
What it sounds like to me is that that you're a bit schizophrenic or something. I mean, it sounds to me like this is about you and not about the charity. So here's my advice to you. Because this is
ma'am.
So much about you, take the tents down, quit doing a charitable act, and let somebody else who will truly feel good in their heart about doing it, let somebody else do it. Because you're not doing it. You're not doing it from the heart.
Well, I want to apologize.
Let somebody who really does care do it.
I do want to help these people. I do want to help them. I guess it takes some getting used to see some old lady walk into your tent, take your root beer float, look at your DVD, yawn, toss the cup on the ground.
What do you want? What do you want the old lady to do? I mean,
it's about her surviving, Bob.
Do you want her to come jump in your lap and stroke your head and tell you what a godsend you are?
Ma'am, you know what I'd like? You know what I'd like? I'd like to see a homeless person come in here and not constantly be reaching for their crotch every time they do something. I know. It sounds stupid, but that's what they do.
They don't have social grace.
Yeah, they don't. They've been living on the street. Right. They've been living on the street. Many of these people are reduced to the level of an animal sometimes. And
you know, Miss Congeniality, too, which my understanding is it's funny.
Well, but who cares about Miss Congeniality, too? What we really care about is that you're doing something to save people's lives, and all you can think about is what's in it for me.
Terry,
well, let me tell you something. The only thing in it for you is a little peace of mind.
I apologize to the lady if I gave the wrong impression. I'm happy to help people.
All right, like, Terry, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Henry Show with Robert Green of Fraser Foods. They have a series of aid stations they've set up across from the supermarket there in Buena Park. And there they have some tents. They have air conditioning fans, something cold to drink. The heat wave affecting the southwest of the United States, the Midwest, it's really just about across the country, has taken lives, and there are people trying to help. I understand Mr. Green's frustration that he hasn't been able to get any media out there to cover it, but is that really important? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Talk Radio's Speed Trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, now that's interesting. Go ahead and tell my audience what you just said.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
The point I was making you, Phil, off the air was this. I am, along with a handful of Americans, attempting to alleviate the suffering of people during this heat wave. And because I am one of just a few people doing that, I think I'm going to get phone calls here on your show and other media that I've done from people criticizing me, because most Americans don't really do anything for people that are suffering. And
are you talking about charitable donation? You know,
no, I'm saying most Americans don't. They won't walk across the street for a man who's on fire. I mean, I mean that. And so when you actually are reaching out and helping your fellow man, it's difficult for Americans to understand that. I know we give in charitable, we give money. That's easy to do. Drop a couple of bucks in a box, and you feel good about you, and you think you're going to go to heaven, you know. But actually, go across the street while a man is on fire and put him out with whatever you got in your hand at the time. Most Americans won't do that. So I understand why people are upset with me.
Well, you're coming on and saying you're doing all these charitable things, but you're not getting any media coverage. And you are not getting any appreciation from the homeless and the elderly.
I am the COO of a major company, and I'm managing a grocery store. And we had to do inventory today. We got the spring peas are in. So what are you telling me?
All right, you have to do all those things. What do you mean the spring peas? What is that?
We've got, this is, you know, a big time of year for our produce. So I got to do all of that, and I got to go across the street and make sure some old lady has got her lemonade, and I put on Miss Congeniality 2, or I put on a DVD, and they stare at it like they're watching a movie from the planet Venus. And I resent that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene of Fraser Foods. Georgia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I was listening to the gentleman that
like
was talking about
like
what he.
Yeah, go ahead, Georgia.
What he do for people and have done.
Yes,
you know, if you do things from the heart, you won't talk about it. He could be glad that he did that. And who knows? He might get a million blessings for what he's doing for a person. And I'm sure they appreciate it. Some people don't know how to express they appreciate you.
Well, ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
There was a train wreck over here in Glendale not too long ago, and the employees of Costco went out with water and sandwiches and everything, and Costco, their billboard was on national television. Nobody got upset with them about that.
Are you worrying about being on television?
No, I am not.
You ought to worry about what you can do for somebody to help them
I'm not worried about that, but I am also
saying... You're complaining. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm simply saying...
And I think that's
wrong.
That
there's a TV show that they do about Costco giving chicken wings, and all they had to do was walk 5 feet to give the chicken wings. Why don't I get some media coverage? Because I'm keeping some old lady from melting. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
maybe you don't need it. Maybe you should wait and see what you're going to get.
Ma'am, I'm
maybe
just saying
you don't need the media cover.
I'm just saying I should get something in return for my hard work and time.
Look at Bob. Charitable giving.
If you do it from the heart, you don't need nothing in return.
From
so
my what?
I'm going to hang up.
From my what did she say? From my heart.
If
from
you
your...
do it from the heart, you don't need nothing
in return.
That?
How are you spelling that?
The Lord will bless you for it, so just wait on him. Goodbye.
Lord will bless.
The Lord will bless you from the heart. H-E-A-R-T.
Well, I'm sorry. That's not what I heard.
Yeah, well, Robert Greene with us here on the Phil Hendry Show. Bob, you talk about that. You were on the show before talking about that Costco thing where they were bailing out everybody on that wrecked train.
Phil, I don't want it to seem like I don't care. Everybody's giving me a hard time. What are these people doing? Nothing. The average American is anonymous when it comes to the suffering of other people. And I'm doing something to try to keep people alive. These people will live another day and perhaps go out and do great things. And I'm not complaining about anything other than the fact that I would like the local L.A. media at least to keep their word and come out and not be the crawling, bald-faced liars that they are. That's all. Thank you very much. Jesus.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What are you talking to me about this stuff?
All right, well, I'm just simply saying to you, and I understand from my producer, Harry Shelley, that you are at Lake Kachuma, California, right?
We are here for the duration of the weekend, so I have asked that other people handle the situation across from the store, because when I go over there, obviously I'm not getting any appreciation. So I brought my family up here to do a little bit of camping and just to get away from a lot of old women and homeless people who want water and to sit and look at a DVD that they don't appreciate, you know.
I want to ask you a question before I go to a phone call. Are you glad you did this?
Am I glad I did what? You set up the aid station?
Yeah.
Absolutely, Phil, without question. I don't have a problem with the homeless and the old people that come in here and basically grab, 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 take, take, take. I got a problem with the media saying they're going to do something, and then it turns around that they have taken a jail-fashioned shank and stuck it right into my neck. That's what I don't like.
Did you want them to cover it or not?
I don't care, but if they say they're going to, then do it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Carlette, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. First of all, I don't understand what he's saying. It sounds like he does have resentment towards the homeless people.
No, ma'am.
Says, quote, could I please finish?
Certainly, ma'am.
And also the, quote, old women. Because, first of all, you said they come in and they take, take, take. So it sounds like you have a little bit of resentment that they're all coming in there and accepting your help.
I apologize. I didn't mean to say that, but the old women seem to be the worst. That's all.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, they got their hands in it. You know, hey, can I get this? Can I get that? Women, and I don't say anything, Carlette, you're a young woman. I mean, the older ladies, everything with them is, oh, is it free? And the next thing you know, they're around the block.
Well, first of all, I live in Florida, the home of retirement people.
Oh, boy, that ought to be a joy down there.
Okay, so first of all, I mean, I'm down here where, you know, it's all older people. Most people down here are on fixed income.
Yes, ma'am.
When I first called in and was talking, I was telling them that down here last year with all of the hurricanes that came through, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Myself included was sitting here with no electricity.
Yeah, and you guys relied upon, you know, the goodwill of neighbors.
Absolutely. I mean, luckily, we were fortunate. We had people the second hurricane that came through. We had people that brought over generators from Miami, brought over water. I had trees on top of my roof. I depended on, you know, family and people to come in.
I'm sorry?
Am I going to be allowed to say something here?
Mr. Green, I want you to say, I want to hear what Carlette has to say. She was in the middle of the hurricanes down there.
Well,
I want to hear what the lady has to say. If I could just say this. Sir, I want to hear what she has to say, because I'm getting a perspective from her. You have told me that you're helping the homeless people. You're helping and what do you mean the old ladies, they're around the block for free stuff?
That seems to be my experience, that's all.
Well, you know, it's kind of sad, and I'll tell you why. Right down the road, not too far from me, is an elderly lady.
Give me a second, Billy.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I was asking my son to pass me the sink of coffee. We're making some instant coffee here. Go ahead.
Okay. There's an elderly lady. See, I have a little bit of respect. I say elderly. No offense, but it's driving me crazy for you to keep saying old women.
What did I do?
Elderly women.
Elderly women is more respectful than the old ladies are around the block for free
much
stuff.
More so. Much more so.
Well, but I can tell you, you're right. You're absolutely right. But I will tell you this, and may God strike me blind. May he strike me blind with cancer. You give away something free, and you got elderly women all the way to Anaheim.
Well,
they
the thing
snore.
Is, the point
oh,
is,
man,
is
they snore.
And I'd like to make a point. I mean, the thing is I had a lady that was living down the road. She's on oxygen. She had no electricity. There, you know, and I don't even know her that well.
Yeah.
But I went down there because I know who she is, and I know that she's homebound. You know, we went down there. We got her. We took her to a restaurant where there was electricity. We paid for her food, got her something fed, you know, fed her.
So she was able to stay alive? She stayed alive.
The lady that lives next to my mother and dad that's deaf and mute. You know, we brought food over to her. I went and bought her dog food because she was out of dog food. You know.
Can I ask you a question?
The thing is, can I ask you a question?
In all honesty, you're not trying to get a piece of her will or anything, are you?
No, I'm not.
What kind of a question is that?
Honestly, I have plenty of money. I don't need it. And right. you being a CEO... You know,
no,
I'm not so sure how much work you're doing or how much your employees are doing.
I was working very hard, but I got to tell you that I, you know, when you show the Friends DVDs, which is very popular, I don't know if you're familiar with that show, and homeless people are looking at it like they're listening to that Iraqi television that they have in town.
What does that matter?
Well, I would like a little appreciation from one of these people. You know, when the old women start lining up for their free lemonade, how about a thank you?
Oh, come on. They're telling you thank you.
Well, but...
Do you really think that what you're doing right now is going to give your company good press? Do you think this is good press? This is good PR work for your company?
Well, that's what I don't understand.
I think anybody
that owns a business understands that the first thing you're in business to do is to make yourself a beautiful dollar. I agree with you. I want to make a nice buck. Secondly, if I got to stand there and a homeless guy is sweating all over me, you know, what's that about, you know?
What do you mean, sweating all over you?
Well, he's looking at Miss Congeniality 2, one of the top movies.
Who cares, man, about Miss Congeniality 2? Okay, look, Carla, I got to go.
I don't know how you're dealing with this gentleman.
I wanted to get some statement out about this. Okay, forget it.
All right, Carla.
I just think it's very sad. I feel sorry for you.
All right, thank you very much, Carla.
I don't understand what she's saying. What is sad? I'm at Lake Kachuma right now, and I'm breathing fresh air for the first time because I've been standing in a tent with homeless people. And you know what? Guess what? They don't wash their underwear. Woo! Shockaroo! And you think that I'm supposed to sit there with a smile on my face?
Hey, man! You're the dude that set up the freaking aid station. This cat's doing this stuff, and then he goes, "Oh, I'm so oppressed." Good Lord. 1-800-449-8686. You know, there's an old saying, they say the best charitable giving is the giving that you do anonymously. So nobody knows that you did it.
What's the point?
I'm sorry?
What's the point?
You're helping them.
Yeah, but nobody knows.
Why don't you shut up? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge, always teetering, never quite falling off. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
How much longer we got?
Are you in a hurry to get somewhere? I mean, all right, we're back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, are we on the air?
Yeah.
Well, you know something, Phil? I caught with my son today a couple of beautiful 8-pound bass, and we're pan-frying them right now. And I'm gonna be very honest with you. I'd rather eat pan-fried bass sitting here near a nice little fire at Lake Kachuma than help some old lady get another lemonade, only to have her go, you know, can I have another? Can I have another? Can I have another? Can I get more? Can I more? 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 Hello.
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm just inputting you. 1-800-449-8686. James, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Yes, I'm a new listener.
Yes, sir.
The guy that you got talking now, I think he's crazy. Two,
why am I crazy, sir, if I'm simply saying I'm doing something good?
No. If you're going to do something good, you can't complain about good. Okay, because if you're going to complain about the things that you're doing, then it's no sense of you even trying to set up shop.
That is.
And technically, if anything, you were talking about the beans and all this stuff that's coming in.
You need to be working some produce or something. Our spring peas are in, and the Beaujolais is a little late from France. There's a lot of stuff
you need to work on that and shut down that stand, okay? Or have somebody that's going to work that stand that's going to understand the people that they're dealing with. Because right now, you sound like an empty can. You're just making a lot of noise.
Sir.
And technically, one more thing. Technically, you should be the spokesperson for Miss Congeniality. Because you done said it about 8,000 times.
No, that's the truth.
It happens to be a very nice movie. Have you seen it?
Let me ask you this. let me ask you this. Have you gave some people a variety of things to look at where they can at least vote on what they want to see instead of just shoving it down their throat?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, James.
About it?
James, that's what I'm talking about. So, in other words, I'm giving them root beer floats, lemonade, cold water, and now I'm supposed to have a vote on what they want to see? This is all free.
But what you complaining about
this? Sweet God and a sweet Jesus on the cross.
Jesus ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing.
Can I ask you something? Do you have a son? Are you a father?
Yes, I'm a father.
Okay. This may not be big to you, but I do all of this stuff for the homeless and for, you know, the old elderly, you know, they didn't want me to say the old lady, for the old elderly ladies. And my son right now is kicking my ass at ping pong.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he is. But I just hope frame of mind.
Excuse
because
me,
your frame of mind is messed up. You, when you get back to the people that you're
yes, sir.
Complaining about,
yes, sir.
You just need to go ahead and tell everybody, listen, I've been on the radio complaining about y'all, and I'm pretty sure that somebody in that area is hearing everything that you're saying.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt that the folks that are listening, some of them may be in that tent.
Mr. Henry, I want to say it again.
Uh-huh.
I've done a lot of things for the homeless. I come out here to Lake Kachuma. I catch
complain?
I'm frying bass, and my son's kicking my ass at ping pong.
Why do you complain?
When do I get some joy out of this
lake,
world?
Listen, your lake, the fish, we as the public, we ain't worried about what you're doing there. I don't care what you're doing there. Well, in that sense, that's a good thing. You with your family.
Yes.
But do you complain about being with your family when things are rough and things are not the way you think they should be?
When I got a beta hook for my 14-year-old son because he's a doofus who sits with Harry Potter books, and then I catch the bass, then he kicks my ass at ping pong. When do I get joy out of this world?
Oh, come on, man.
You call your son a doofus. Come on, man.
I love the kid. I love him, but he's a dork with this Harry Potter morning, noon, and night with this.
Yeah, but still, you keep going around the bush. You're not trying to get in the bush.
God.
You're evading some of the things I'm saying.
Add out. Sir, no. I'm saying, look at this. You just smoked me again. Is that your fourth ace or your fifth? All I'm saying, James...
You know what? This isn't making any more sense to me, man. You were talking about the homeless, and now you're getting your ass kicked by your son at ping pong. What's this got to do with anything?
Oh, so in other words, so you don't have kids?
I got four of them, you jackball. What's it got to do with you?
I'm a jackball, am I? A COO of a major corporation. You know, I got a ping pong paddle here, Mr. Henry, and you know what a ping pong paddle can become if you put nails in it? Thank you.
You're really morbid, man.
Oh, no
you're
kidding.
Morbid. And you know what, Phil? I wonder how does he run his company? Does he run his company like he runs this aid stand he has? I wonder, do you shove things down your employees' throats like you do the homeless? Then sit back on radio and brag about where you at? And the main thing is you're mad because Costco had got some notoriety. Crew came out.
Yeah.
You're so bent out. For one, Costco that's a money name. Okay.
How come they get all the publicity? I'm sitting here sucking on sandpaper.
But at the same token, why are you so bent on the fact that the news media is not... You know what? Now I'm thinking about it. You probably want the news media to home in so you can use that as your advantage for your company.
Now, all I'm saying is, sir, I had to bust out the spring peas by myself. I had to do the inventory on the Chinese noodles. When do I get... You know, when does somebody come along and say, thank you, Bob?
Oh, come on. Will you get out of here? You're the COO of the company. You're playing ping pong with your freaking son. You're
my freaking son.
Well, you're calling him a doofus because he's got the Harry Potter books.
And a dork.
Well, you know, you want to know something? He is a dork. Harry Potter? Oh, boy. Tell me that's not gay. I'd rather the kid be out. I'd rather he be out getting a knuckle sandwich at a bar than...
At 15?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me tell James, I want to say this. I'd rather my son were in Tijuana right now at the donkey show than reading.
What a scumbag.
Yeah.
I hung up on him, man. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what, Phil?
What a scumbag, man. Did you hear that? I'd rather my son were in TJ at the donkey show than...
You know what? It takes all kinds, okay?
I'm telling you, man.
It takes all kinds, and it's a pleasure listening to you.
Thank you, James. You're a good man.
All right, you take care.
Thank you.
So you hung up on me, Bob Green.
Yeah, I hung up on you. Go eat your freaking bass and get your ass kicked at ping pong. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, now I want to direct you to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. That's where you can pick up some pretty cool stuff, souvenir shop stuff. It's our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts for the Beverly Hills store, the Honolulu store, the Miami store. And we also have, like, these places exist, bud.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of
bull crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I was able to pull that word out for you. Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirts. We also have the shot glasses from Ted's. It's a very beautiful thing. Just go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. That's www.philhendryshow.com, and pick up our best of CD while you're there, too, for 2004. All right? Thanks so very, very deeply, guys. Don't forget, we'll always, be here the next night. Unless it's a Saturday, then we won't be here.
Do I?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Mark Newman and Harry Shelley. I'm Margaret Gray. What a jackass. I don't even know why you have me on now.
Why? What's wrong?
Never mind.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again.